On Wednesday, state leaders, state lawmakers, and farmers gathered east of Othello, Washington for the groundbreaking of the EL 80.6 delivery system. I had a chance to catch up with Washington State Department of Agriculture Director Derek Sanderson and find out what this project, what this delivery system means for the state's ag industry.
Well, this has been a problem for many years. We have a declining aquifer, so the groundwater is more or less disappearing. And so in order to deal with that and to keep these farms in operation, we arranged to bring water from Lake Roosevelt down through the Columbia Basin Project and directly provide it. So this is a pumping plant that'll have a pipeline that'll take water out into areas that are currently served by wells, and we can take those wells offline and rely on this water to water our crops and to make sure this area stays productive. It's a very important part of our potato industry to have these lands specifically in operations.
And you were talking during today's presentation, this is something that you've been working on, that you've been very aware of for quite some time. This is a long-standing project.
Yes, we started the project in 2005. And that was when we entered into an agreement with Bureau of Reclamation to get the work started. They formed a landowner group that helped put the sort of ground rules together for the project. And one of those ground rules is that we would rely upon existing infrastructure as much as possible. That's why we're focusing on East Low Canal and providing pumping plants off that, because that's a large piece of existing infrastructure. But we had to go through NEPA and the State Environmental Policy Act, environmental impact statements, permitting, all of that to get to the point where we could actually start construction. Then the other challenge became funding. State legislature was very, very generous in that regard to help get this project off the ground. Subsequently, we've been joined by U.S. Department of Agriculture and others to fund the pumping plants and pipeline. And through it all, back in 2005, I was with the Office of Columbia River, and Office of Columbia River continues today to be the major advocate for this project at the state level.
Final question, then we'll let you go. Groundbreaking, obviously this is very exciting, but other farmers out there are probably saying, hey, when's my water coming? This is not the end. This is just a new beginning.
Right. I mean, we're not even really at the halfway point in terms of acreage that we're replacing. You know, so the whole idea is to replace groundwater with surface water, and we're not even halfway through yet. But the key fact is we are, in fact, moving forward quickly at this point, because we're sufficiently supported by now the federal government as well as the state legislature, and so we're wanting to make progress and get those wells replaced as quickly as we can.
Once again, that was WSDA Director Derek Sanderson.